Hi guys, good morning and welcome to today's segment. Today's theme is walking in the spirit, and my Bible reference is from Galatians 5 verse 25. If we live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit. Our normal life in Christianity is walking in the spirit. To walk in the spirit is to walk by faith. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7. That means our eyes are always on what the word says, not on circumstances or feelings, not what the senses tell us. When man committed high treason in the Garden of Eden, his spirit became subject to his senses. In other words, his spirit fell. Hitherto, his knowledge was spiritual, but when he fell through his disobedience to God, he became subject to his senses, and this was what God warned him about. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Genesis 2 verse 17. This was spiritual death. Man ate of the tree and he died. He was separated from God instantly. Prior to that time, Adam loved to be in the presence of God, but after his disobedience, he hid himself from that same presence. Genesis 3:9-11. God is life, and once a man is separated from him, he can't see the things that God sees anymore. He can't see the glory of God. No wonder Adam saw himself naked afterwards. When you are walking in the spirit, you see the glory of God, his light, his beauty. You see the things that God sees, you see from his perspective. But when your spirit isn't walking in the light of God, you see what darkness shows you. You see what the senses see. That's what happened to Adam in the garden. Romans chapter 9 verse 8 says, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God. The children of the flesh are those who are ruled by their senses, but thanks be unto God, your ties with the first Adam have been severed completely and forever. You are born after the Lord from heaven and should walk accordingly in and by the Spirit. If you walk in the Spirit, you see that you've been put over the elements, failures, frustrations, darkness, and corruption in this physical world. You see that you live in and are from another realm, a heavenly realm that's greater than this world. Hallelujah. For further study, read Galatians 5:16-18. Romans 8:3-8 and 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7. We are taking the Bible in 1 year, Ezra chapters 9 and 10, and Acts chapter 11 verse 1 to 18. We are taking the Bible in 2 years, 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9 to 17, and Isaiah chapters 11 and 12. Hallelujah. Kindly take the prayer after me. Dear Father, I thank you for my spirit is the victory that overcomes this world. I don't judge situations or circumstances from the natural standpoint or from my five senses, but I see them from the perspective of your word. I'm not a victim in this world, but a victor in Christ. Hallelujah. Walk in the spirit. All of today's message is building upon yesterday's message. It's important that you walk in the spirit, let the spirit lead you, and then as he doesn't go for only the most qualified, trust me, he'll work through you too. I love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye bye.